Blog Talk Radio. times I walked around and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask for wisdom, teach mother to pray. And I pray, and I pray, I pray that your will be done.
Pray.
Well, that your will be
he
done.
He needs to learn to pray.
And I pray for the brothers and the sisters.
All right, all right, all right. I'm hoping I'm heard now. If you can hear me, I'm so sorry. Phone's clicking over here and there. Welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Butterbot. Missed last week, you know, so a lot of things going on, trying to settle into moving, to traveling back and forth, but I'm going to try to be as consistent as I can. Wait for that thumbs up to see how my volume is, if I'm heard. If, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me see. Perfect. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sir. Okay, so I'm not going to do a lot of talking. Y'all know me, man. I'm not heavy on the introductions as much, but they are. I love the fact that Meshaba does it for me because it keeps us in the mind frame of the things that we are doing and the work that we are doing globally, and then even for just us as a group, as a camp, you know, Sam, I'm proud of, you know, what we're accomplishing every day and what we've accomplished. And if anybody knows me, I'm a guy that never settles. I'm always looking for something bigger. I'm always pushing for to do more, to be bigger, to do a greater things. And I mean, we've gone this far because there was effort and care and dedication. And a part of my class tonight was going to be on going over those topics and those things, because everything that has been built from 1,000 shows on an internet radio, to do 1,000 shows, you have to have diligence. The camps that have opened up, man, you have to have diligence. And it's a word. When you look at somebody and say, look, this person was diligent, it's a word that I don't think a lot of people really understand, you know, what diligence is. I don't think they understand it. Because I know we don't all understand it, because a lot of people will start doing something and then they quit doing it because they didn't understand that this is the one thing that the Most High is valuing and looking at the most. He's looking at our diligence. Did you continue? And that's the big thought in my mind. That's been like me and Meshaba rapped about it a little earlier. But that's the thought that's been in my mind. Are you continuing? What I mean by continuing, all of us can say, well, I study my Bible. But I continue, I go to Sabbath class. You know, I keep in communication with brothers and sisters. That's not what I mean by continuing. The thing you started doing, if you started out giving, if you started out dedicating yourself, if you started out, I'll say this much. If I was at one point, I'm using this for an example. If I was a Sabbath teacher, did I continue in that duty? Or did I let something stop me from continuing in the duty or the work that I started out doing? If I was a camp leader, if I was the sister that babysitted, if I was the brother that was the reader at the Sabbath day service, whatever I was doing, if I was giving and housing people and everything else, if I was at the mall, if my butt got up and went to a mall every day because what I did benefited the body, if I got up and I went on a truck every day, or if I am out of the street speaking, I'm the sign holder at street speaking, that's my duty. Am I diligent? Do I continue? And let me go here. I'm reading y'all the definition of diligence. It's having care in one's work or in one's duty. Not idle, not lazy, but it's done with effort and care. The work that you do is done. You put your effort into it. The work that you do, you're careful not to stop doing what you're doing. You don't become lazy. You don't become idle. Everybody know when a car is idling, it just all the car did was stop. It's running. It's there, but it's not going anywhere. That's not a diligent person. Sometimes in diligence, sometimes in this work, you can allow the things around you and the situations that happen to you. We use those and we get so caught up on those things that we don't realize that the thing that you got caught up on made you idle. The engine is still running. But you still know what you're supposed to do. You know where you're going, but you're not moving. It can make you lazy. I got caught up into a routine. Now, what I was going through, all of a sudden, instead of me working and getting up and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm lazy now. Now the motivation is not there. The drive is not there. The thing you've lost, you're not diligent. I'm not pushing forward. Listen, are you dedicated? No. Because a lot of people would be like, well, I'm dedicated to this truth. No, you're idle in this truth. I'm serving the Most High. No, you're idle in this truth. The engine is running. The spirit is willing, but the flesh ain't moving. That's what's happening. Yes, the spirit is moving, but your effort is weak. But you're weak. Your dedication is weak. You're not moving. That's what the Most I tell you. Idleness teaches much wickedness. Because the engine's on, I'm ready to do something, but I find myself in every negative thing because the spirit is willing, but I'm just idle. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going. And when you're not moving, you're not pleasing the Most High. This is about us. Let me read this to y'all. And I quoted this to a brother not too long ago, man, Luke. All right, we're going to go to Luke chapter 9. And I'm going to go here. And if y'all know me, this class is more for me than it is anything. Let me find it real quick. Scripture says, any man that put his hand to the plow and looking back, is it 9 or is it 6? I thought it was 9. Let me find it, y'all, real quick. Bear with me a second. I got my trusty. Let me go here. I got my concordance real fast. Let me just pull this up, man. New Testament. It's right here. It's Luke. One second, guys. One second. Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. That's what I'm talking about. Right? Luke chapter 9 and it's verse 62. And Yehoshua said unto them, this is Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. And Yehoshua said unto them, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of the Most High. As I read that, I've read, this is not a new scripture. This is something that we have talked over it, and brothers have pulled this and read this scripture over and over. And we understood this is about doing the work, and if you stop doing the work, you're not fit for the kingdom. We understood that. But we don't realize it until you're there on the other side. A lot of people have stopped doing the work. Even nowadays, that's like a slippery slope, because you have people sitting in their homes. I sit home every single day and think I'm doing the work of the Most High. I can sit and I teach my family. I take my family to the things they need to go do. I deal with my ribs problems as they come up. I deal with my kids' problems as they come up. When somebody call me, we'll talk the Bible a little bit. And throughout the time, I'll think that I am doing what it is I was supposed to do. And we'll look and say, wait a minute. I think I'm doing the work of the Most High. Or I'll turn the video on the TV. So I'm doing the work of the Most High. Or I'll, you know what? I do go and make my Sabbath day, and I'll sit down and read. Now, for some people that are just starting out, yes. Them sitting down, turn that video on, they brand new. They're babes. They haven't even begun the work to even, they haven't plowed anything. They started. See, people that are home watching their videos, people that are going to Sabbath class, people that are sitting down getting those beginning classes, we all were there. And we had yet to do any work. We haven't plowed anything. All those haven't went through anything. We ain't hit the rocks. We haven't went through it now. We had to endure that sun while you're plowing. We didn't have to hit rocks and pull this up and get out and work all day. Your hands are hurting. Your feet hurt. Everything else. And then get up now and do it the next day. See, in the spirit, those are a lot of things that we went through and we had to go through and do, that as you are plowing, you sit back in all of the conditions that you had to keep working through. Because that's the only thing a man is looking back to, or I'm trying to look back and admire. There's two reasons you look back. You look back to stop and to admire what you've done. Like, you've done enough. Yeah, I was a good teacher, man. I did this. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, you know, I did that. I look back for that. Or I stop and look back to what I had, the hard work. I'm stopping back and thinking about everything that I had to now endure. I had to endure that hot-ass sun. I had to endure big-ass boulders and shit. But in the path of what I'm plowing, look at the field I'm having to plow. Look how big it was. Man, I'm tired. I've been working. The person that stops to think about what they had to go through, the Father said, that man ain't fit for the kingdom. So if I'm reading that correctly, if I'm understanding that correctly, I was never supposed to stop. The man that doesn't stop is fit for the kingdom. The man that didn't, I'm not worried about what I just went through. I'm focused on what I'm walking into. I'm continued looking forward at that, the work that's ahead of me that still has to be done. That man is fit for the kingdom. So how do I keep looking forward? That's the question. How do I keep looking forward? When you read up, we're going to start at Luke chapter 9, and we're going to go up now. Luke chapter 9, we'll start at 57. That's where we started. And it came to pass that as they were in the way, traveling, right, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Yahweh said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. Christ is already trying to let this man know in this part of the scripture what you're going to, if you follow me, this is the condition that you're following me in. Hold on, I got to find another scripture. Hold on 1 second. Give me 1 second. No, that wasn't it. Hold on 1 second. Here you go. I'm just going to keep reading. It says, and Yahusha said, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. He was letting him know this is the condition that you are coming into. This is, if you're going to follow me, well, this is the condition. This is where we're going. This is the condition. This is what you're coming into. So if you're looking for the houses, you ain't going to have a house like that because that's not the focus. If you're looking for cars, you're not going to have the cars. That's not the focus. If you're looking for comfort and family, you have to realize this is where you're going, and that's not the focus. So in following me, if these are things you're looking for, you're not looking to follow me. Reading on. And it can, and he said unto another, follow me. But I say, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Yahweh said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of the Most High. Verse 61. And another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house, at my house. Everybody has something that they felt was more important than the kingdom that they needed to take care of. No different than you look at everyone feels like they have something that's more important than now allowing ourselves to go through the conditions that this truth is going to take you through. Like I said, I have sat back. If anybody know me, they know me. I've been in this work. I don't call it the truth. We've been in the book the whole time. But I've been in this work for at least 30 years now. And as going on in this work, I'm still realizing we slow down because we are doing one thing. We're all looking back. Well, we take our minds back to the things that we went through. We take our minds back to what we went through in the 90s, or what we was doing in the 2000s, and all that I gave and what I did. You're not what the Most High is looking for to now lead this kingdom, to now take us into the kingdom. Because if you think that what you went through was bad, we're walking into worse times. We're literally getting ourselves prepared to walk into worse times. That's what's been plowing in my mind. Things are not going to get better. You don't have any, what good is it looking back when it's only going to be worse. The field, the work that you have to now plow through, the things that we have to now go through to get this gospel out, to open new schools, to go gather our people, to go heal them, it's going to be even worse than what we just went through. So honestly, you don't have the time to give your mind to, you don't have time to give your mind to what you just went through when, if it's going to be worse, you need to get your mind ready for what you're about to endeavor. And you know, we look at it, we know the truth. So we believe that if I sit in my home comfortable, I ain't going through nothing because I'm not out there. But you don't realize that you're not safe and comfortable. You're not safe in your own home. That comfort you building, you ain't safe there. We're not, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities. So while you think the vibration or the environment that you're creating is safe, well, there ain't no food coming to the door. Remember, you didn't plan for that. You were trying to keep your environment safe. When there ain't no money coming through the door, when the conditions around you are harder, you only focused on the environment in your home. That's all you focused on. So now your home is going to now start rebelling because there ain't no food coming in, but you didn't prepare for that. Your home is rebelling because there ain't no income coming in to pay this or that, but you didn't prepare for that. Your home is going to start rebelling when negative, dangerous spirits be coming around and coming to the door and coming to the job and everything else, but you didn't prepare for any of those things. What you did was you was just focused on your comfort, or the only thing you was focused on was what you was going through. We look at this, and it's like, man, things got worse. People went in their homes and locked the doors. And you know what they did? They got left in those homes. That's what, because that's not a person, that person didn't fit for the kingdom. He chose to die there. He's choosing to suffer there. You close that door to that home. You and your family, y'all close the door to that home now, and that's what you've been focusing on. But you forgot. We read this about Christ. Christ the whole time was telling them, listen, where we're going, it ain't going to be comfort. The birds got more we don't have. Foxes have a home. They have a hole. Everything we're doing and everywhere we're going is going to be uncertain. It's like waiting on the Father. The Father going to bless this. The Father going to bless it. All the things that you're trying to now go back and secure, you're wasting time. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're wasting time trying to secure the things that we think that are important, and you don't realize you're supposed to keep going. Our job is to keep going forward, not looking back. I have time to, if it's not secure, if it's not secure, then it's not secure right now. That's fine. But I don't have time to look back. So we don't go here. First, could we look there? This is what we'll go to now. We'll go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. We've read this before. We've read these scriptures. These are not new. It tells you about Romans 8, and I said 35. Hold on 1 second. Working the computer a little bit. Okay, Romans 8 and 35. We started with 33. And if that's come up, I'm sending a message real quick. Let me go here. Romans chapter 8, I'm sorry, 33. It says, who shall lay anything to the charge of the Most High elect? That's the question. Who shall lay anything to the charge of the Most High elect? It is the Most High that justifies. But we keep using these scriptures to justify what I'm doing. Can't nobody say nothing against me. If I'm serving the Most High, can't nobody say nothing against me, because the Most High justified me. We really do have a religious outlook to this. The one thing that justifies any man is his work. And when you stop working, you're not justified. When you stop, and I like the way Christ hit him in Luke, if my hand is already to the plow, I'm already been, somebody's already put me to work plowing this field. I'm looking back. He never said it was okay for me to leave the field. Now I'm not plowing over here more. I'm going to go work this other man's field. No, that ain't your field. This is what you do. This is the work that you do. So go. I never told you to stop working. The Most High, and I like what we're reading. If I lay, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of the Most High? It is the Most High that justifies. But we think as men, whatever I'm doing, I'm justified. And the Father's like, no, you're not. You stopping working didn't. There is no justifiable reason for you to stop working. That's what the catch is. The Father doesn't justify you and stop working. You stop. Hold on a second, guys. I apologize, everybody. Who was I at? It says, let me go back. We're Luke chapter 8, verse 34. Or 35 is what I want to get at. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? When we came in, we understood, how did I define that I love Christ? The Most High said, if you love me, feed my sheep. Christ said, if you love me, feed my sheep. The Most High said, if you love me, keep my commandments, all right? So if you look at it, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? If this is the things that I was doing to show my love, I got up every morning, my studying, my teaching. If I was street speaking, man, getting up there, being the reader, being the sign holder, opening the book up and now teaching, that was me showing my love to the Most High. If I taught class, counseled, got out and passed out literature, was out working to pay tithes so that the school can keep going, that was me showing my love for the Most High in Christ. The question is, who shall separate us from that love? Who stopped me? What happened? Who stopped me? What stopped me from giving and operating at the level that I was giving? Who stopped me from loving the Most High at the level I was loving the Father? Because all of a sudden, for whatever happened to me, all of a sudden now, my love for the Father ain't the same. My love for the Father ain't the same. It's not. It's not the same. The love ain't the same now. I'm mad at this person, When you were loving the Father from behind the podium of in class, on the in class behind the podium teaching, I was showing my love to the Father. When I was giving tithes and making sure that the bills in the school were paid to everything else, I was loving the Father. When I was up counseling and everything else I was doing it because I loved the Father. So when the question is asked, what separated you from that love? What I went through. Because the scripture goes right as, shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or a pestilence or the sword, even death. Somebody died. Also, this person died. The same way I loved the Father changed. Y'all get it? The tribulation that I went through, the same way I loved the Father before, changed. Distress, persecution, I was persecuted. Somebody didn't like me, and they talked about me, or they came after me. Did that stop you from loving the Father the same way you did before? You have to ask, that's the question asked. Yes, it did. Because now when I used to show love to the Father by me being in class and teaching class and behind that podium, now all of a sudden I ain't behind the podium no more. So my love for the Father changed. But the question is, if that happened, why did you let that change? Why did that get affected? That's the question. Why did it get affected? Because that's what we're asking now. Why did that get affected? Tribulation, distress. How do these have an impact now on... How did this have an impact on what I do? Me and the brothers, man, we fell out. Okay, yeah, but why would that affect what you do for the Father? Why does the Father have to suffer, or the work have to suffer, or Israel have to suffer because of what you're going through? Or all of a sudden now you don't love the Father the same. I went through what I went through, and I don't love the Father the same. See, I'm going over this because what I'm looking at is we have to start and now question. We have to start questioning one thing. We have to start questioning. We have to question our dedication. Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake, and for the Most High's sake, for Christ's sake, we are killed all the day long. It said, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. The most of you, we were, there was no reason, there was no way you weren't going to go through things in this truth. There's only one way to be able to prove that you're truly diligent, that you truly love is by what you go through. But, you know, we look at, I would say for 30 years, there's nothing new. We have been going through, we have been through so much. I know myself. I have been through. And I say we, I guess I look at, in my mind, it'll probably be Meshavah, or it'll be a Kokav, or it'll be a war, or it'll be Kazaki, it'll be, I can name all brothers that have been in this truth for years now that have continued doing it, getting up every day, still trying to push forward every single day. And I put the years in, and there's nothing we haven't seen and gone through, and we kept going forward. The love never changed, but you know what it has? It has changed because we've watered down. I speak for me. I know I have. I've watered down. The fight will be. It's easier to now go into my comfort. But that's a man that has separated himself from the love of the Most High. Because if the work level that you were working was showing your love to the Father and your workload has lessened, then your love for the Father has lessened also. I want everyone to ponder that for a minute, because your workload, you were doing it at a rate because you loved the Father. When it lessened, your love for him also lessened. Paul said, for I am persuaded that neither death, he says, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principles or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from a love of the Most High, which is in Yahweh Shai, our Lord. That was the letter. He said, I'm persuaded that you don't, that means, it's like Paul said, I know that you guys have it in you. I know truly nothing is strong enough to stop you, to separate you, because we're still here. His brothers still got their Hebrew names. We still open that book up. We still do it all. We still operate to some level, but the love has slowed down. The love has diminished. I wasn't diligent to make sure that I let nothing slow that down. And as you, let me tell y'all some of this truth. We have gotten hit hard. I mean, ribs leaving. We got hit there. Schools, we have lost schools and had to go rebuild. Wives have left, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I got to figure out now how to keep maneuvering and keep building. They've come back. Brothers have walked in and out, and we had to keep maneuvering and keep building. You know, businesses have shut down, opened up. We've had to move. All kinds of things have went on. But we kept maneuvering and kept building. Kept trying to work on focusing so that I could still operate at the same level that I've always operated at, to keep showing the Most High that I love him. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're doing. You're working every day to show the Most High that you love him. You're not letting anything slow you down so that you stop showing the Father that you love him. And we know that, you know, it's crazy. He says, men, you know when your woman loves you, and you know when that shit done slowed down. When she used to dedicate, when she used to give and do all this, all of a sudden now she don't dedicate the same way because her love is slowing down. It's diminishing. She don't give, and she don't do the things she used to do because she don't love you the same. But we know that because we do the Father the same way. We don't operate the same level. We have a whole lot of excuses for operating at the same level because we don't love the Most High the same. That is what we've allowed to diminish. And this is the Most High sitting back and looking at and saying, wait a minute. This is what I was watching. You let this separate us. You let this situation separate us. Or because of this situation, you love me a little less because you give less. Because of that situation, you love me a little less because you give less. Deuteronomy. We'll go here. Deuteronomy chapter 4, right? And we've just read this. We've read this. And I like this scripture. I put it in there because we've read this from jump. We used to read this before street speaking. This is not a new scripture that's to us, but we didn't. But until you're going through something, you don't see the magnitude of the scripture or truly understand the scripture until you're going through something. See, when we first started out in this truth, we read these scriptures, and they were more like third party. It was like reading some third party. Okay, I'm reading about Batman's life. I didn't put myself in the equation because I wasn't going through what they were going through. And a lot of times that's what we go through now. I'm reading it, and right now when we're young in the truth, it's kind of third party because that's what David went through. That's what Moses went through. That's what Paul went through. That's what Christ went through. I never realized that, no, this the words were preparing me for what I was going to go through. So in Deuteronomy chapter 4, right? Deuteronomy chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 4. This is, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your power are alive, every one of you this day. And I'm going here. We can start at verse 1 because you go through this. You go through, hold on one second. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 1. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and the judgments of the Most High, which I teach you. Do for to do them that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord power our Father giveth you. This is the focus. The Most High wanted to see if we would live upright, if you would still hold on to the statutes, the laws that was taught, and then the judgments. I know that if I live a certain way, the Father is watching my conduct. That's what I'm getting from just that first part. If it's your statutes and judgment, the Father then, I taught you how to conduct yourself. I taught you right and wrong and how to conduct yourself. If you do them, you may live, and that's what's going to get us to go on to possess the kingdom. If it was during the time of Moses, still count, it still holds today. The children of Israel walked into the promised land. The children of Israel will walk into the kingdom of the Most High, but it depends on their conduct. The Father still requires us to conduct ourselves a certain way. Verse 2, it says, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it. Even in that word, diminish is powerful. We weren't supposed to weaken. We weren't supposed to start settling. You weren't supposed to now do less. It says that ye may keep, the commandments of the Lord, your power, which I have commanded you. So we were looking at, the most times I was not supposed to add to this word. Now all of a sudden now, there, I know what the scriptures say, but there are certain circumstances that, you know, we got to use wisdom because we are good at that. We're good at using that word. We have to use wisdom. So I'll kind of see this circumstance happened to me, and you know I had to pull back because that was wisdom. No, you know what? I've been looking and reading, where any. All right. I have been reading and looking back and reading, trying to find where the apostles, even with Christ, with everything he was going through, I'm trying to find when they stopped or when they did less. I read the story of Stephen, even up to him going to trial, and they was going to put him to death. I'm trying to figure out at what point, okay, I'm about to be put to death. Maybe I need to do less. I'm trying to read and figure out where the people in the Bible diminished or when they did less. But I see us day in and day out because of what I'm going through, because I didn't like what I went through or what somebody did to me or somebody said to me. I end up, my love for the Father gets weakened because now I'm doing less. And this is what Scripture says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. You have to stop now and look and see, am I doing more for the Father? Or am I making excuses and I'm doing less? And like I said, I talked to Mashaba about, I was sure Mashaba was reading about all of the stories that I've been reading about Christ in the synagogue, Christ on the Sabbath day. And I stopped going through the class and looking at just putting the scriptures together so that Christ taught on the Sabbath day. But I started reading and looking at Christ. It wasn't always, it wasn't, Christ was going into the churches. They weren't his. He wasn't the head of these camps. They had rules. They had certain things that Christ didn't, may not have agreed. They was coming after Christ for the things he was doing. But it never stopped Christ from going and teaching on the Sabbath day. It never stopped. It didn't slow him down in his work. He didn't diminish every disciple. Every prophet was going through something. But these men didn't diminish. We cannot put ourselves in the same category when it's time for me to plow and do my work. But I'm diminishing. I've diminished. I've slowed down. I've lost patience, and I'm not one thing. I'm not diligent. I wasn't careful. A person that's careful is studying to keep themselves built up so when these things hit, I'm able to now endure. I'm able to keep myself in the right mind frame so that I keep going. Hell, if you are going to endure, as a leader and a teacher, how does a leader endure? If I'm not teaching over here, then I'm going to create another environment. I'm going to create another school. If I was teaching on one podium, then I'm going to go over here, put my school together, and teach in that podium. Or I'm going to go back and get in order so that I can now teach on the podium. Let me work myself back. Let me do whatever I need to do to work myself back on that podium so that I can now love the Most High at the level that I was showing love for the Most High. What does that mean, Barabbas? That means whatever was being asked of me, do. I don't give a damn what's being asked of me. Do it. I'm gonna do it. If people had to leave, they couldn't. If a man came to Christ and said, "I gotta bury my family," and Christ says, "The dead bury the dead. This is your work. We go in this direction." If this man had to make a decision for the ones that followed, this is what was put on them. They didn't get to. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't what they wanted. They had to now make choices, make sacrifices. Look at it today. I'm like, everybody know their situation. Everybody knows what is it that's going to be required of me for me to get back to the level that I was working before. Am I willing to make that sacrifice? And the fact that I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. The only thing that I've done is diminish the thing that the Most High said you weren't supposed to do. I'll go back and read it. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2. You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord, your power, which I command you. I'm going to jump down to verse 7, verse 5. Behold, verse 4. It says, but ye that did cleave unto the Lord your power are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. Even back then, we're sitting here reading. Some did cleave. And they exist still in this work because they made the adjustment. They accepted. They're alive today. They're still doing the work because things were now required of them. They had to adjust to a new situation, and they made the adjustment. And by making a damn adjustment, they're still alive today. They continued giving sacrifices at the level that they were supposed to give a sacrifice. Did they like the change? No. Was it comfortable? No. But they did it. And they are still doing this work today. So if my work has diminished, it's because I don't like the situation and I didn't want to make the adjustment. Somebody came and said, okay, we're not doing it like this anymore. This is how we're doing it. Okay, make the adjustment so that you don't diminish in this work. Because if I could even be right in what I feel like this is unjust. I feel like this ain't right. Okay, fine. But you know what you don't get to do? You don't get to diminish. You don't get to disagree and then do less because you don't agree. You don't get that option. You're supposed to now make the adjustment and keep operating and working at the level that you showed you love the Father. Because where you got there because you love the Father. But you love the Father enough to make adjustments because everything that's went on is truth, no one agreed with. Well, somebody told me to get out. You got to go out in the street speaking. You got to go out and hand that piece of paper out. I don't agree with handing the paper out. It wasn't like it was right or wrong. I just don't agree. I don't agree with going out in this corner and yelling into a microphone. I don't agree. So I don't want to make that adjustment because I don't agree. That's all we've been doing. Finding things that we don't agree with and justifying our reason that I don't make the adjustment. But if it's the most high to justify it, you don't get to make no justification. You don't get to say what you're going to do and not do, what changes you're going to make and what you ain't going to make. We don't get that. We don't get that luxury. We weren't supposed to diminish. When we think that that the fact that I'm doing less is making me right with the Father, it's not making you right with the Father. Verse 4, it says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded you. My Lord, my power commanded me that ye should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Every place that I go, the Most High still requiring me to now operate at that level, not to diminish. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom. We're making a disconnect because we think by diminishing or by pulling back, that is wisdom. Pulling back is a man not fit for the kingdom. It was never supposed to slow down. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I keep going through what I'm going through. We would have never, made it to the kingdom if somebody wouldn't have continued to go on. If we look at even this point, if Moses didn't walk that mountain, didn't go up to see the Father, if Moses decided, man, I don't like what the Father's taking us through. I don't like what we're going through. So you know what? My trips to the Father are going to, I'm going to do less of them. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to go up there to the Father, but I ain't feeling it. I'm not feeling, you know, half of these conversations that we now have with the Father, I'm not feeling where he's going. I'm not feeling his direction. I'm not with it. I don't understand. The Most High never told us we was going to understand everything. He didn't say understand it. He said do it. He never commanded. He never sat back and asked, do you understand? All we ever hear from the Most High mouth was keep these commandments. Do them. That's no different than our children. We don't explain everything to them. I told you to clean up. Why? Because I said to clean up. It's not always do it. Why? We got an air problem. We got a bug problem. I'm not going to sit here and explain that to you. I'm not just going to explain what's coming or what could happen if you don't do it. I'm telling you to do it. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you if you don't do it. But what we're doing in this truth, man, is we're looking. We diminish because we're waiting. We're waiting for something or somebody to help us understand. Some things are not understood. Some things are lived and experienced. And then the understanding comes. And I've been told that. Too many years of the truth. Yes, Bonobon, do this. Do this, Bonobon. Why? Do it and you'll understand why after you do it. The understanding a lot of times will come after we do things, not while we're doing it, not before you do it. You don't got to understand. You got to be obedient. But the fact that I kept the commandments in the sight of the nations, they were able to see the wisdom in it. The problem is we're looking for the wisdom in it. There ain't none. Not for you. You are it. The Father would show us, man, the scripture. The Most High said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. You can't see as far as he see. He couldn't explain it to us if he wanted to. We wouldn't be able to comprehend it. All we were supposed to do was continue, not to diminish. Read on. Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself. It says, only take heed to thyself and keep thy spirit diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy daughters. This is all about being diligent. Did you take care of your duty? Did you take care to make sure you were doing your part? Did you make sure that you weren't idle? Did you make sure that you didn't get lazy? This is what the Father's looking at. Were you diligent? And did you pass it on? No, we're not. We're not diligent. We're diminishing. And we're not passing it on because you can look at the condition of our children and you can see you're not passing on. What you're not passing, you're trying to pass the Bible, but you're not passing on the example. That's what we try to do. We're trying to pass on the Bible without the example, and it doesn't work. The church has been trying that shit forever. Forever, we have been in church, and people have been saying, the Lord said, serve the Lord, do this for the Lord. And then watching the example, don't be there. No different than our children looking at it today. We sitting here saying, man, y'all got to get right with the Most High. Hell, you got to get right with the Most High. You got to be right with the Most High. And I'm sitting on a damn couch. They see me every day. They used to see me on the podium. They used to see me reading in class. They used to see me holding signs. They used to see me doing work for the school. Now where do they see me? Where do they see me? Sitting in a room, going to work on my job, coming home. This is where they see me. Now, how do I convince them now that what I do now is serving the Most High when what I was doing before was serving the Most High? Then now it's really confusing. Because other people they look up to are now, they're stopping and seeing other people on a podium. My father used to be up there sewing garments. My mother used to sew over there, standing up and reading, going to Sabbath class. They used to watch all this go on because that was your example of being right with the Most High. Now, you're doing something different, but you're calling this serving or being right with the Most High. This is what we would call confusion. The Most High said, I'm not the author of confusion. Confusion didn't start with me. I told you what to do, and I told you to now be diligently doing it. Make sure nothing stops you from doing what you are supposed to be doing. This is where this was supposed to be about. The commandment I was given, the laws of the lifestyle that I was given and told to do, told to live, that wasn't supposed to diminish. But if my lifestyle is changed and I'm doing less to honor the Father, then I have diminished. I'm going against the Father. I'm not keeping the commandments. This is what I was supposed to be working on, making sure that I don't diminish. That's what diligence is. I put the effort into making sure that I don't diminish. But I'm still loving the Father at the same level that I was loving him before I went through whatever I was going through. And if I went through something and now my situation has changed, then my job is to get myself back to the point that I'm not diminishing and I'm operating and I'm loving the Father at the level that I was loving the Father in the beginning. Let's go to Ezra now. Let's go to Ezra. We'll go to Ezra chapter 7, right? And then we'll go to verse 23. Let me see. Ezra chapter 7. Ezra chapter 7, and we're going to start at verse 23. It says, whatsoever is commanded by the Lord of heaven, whatsoever is commanded by the power of heaven, let it be diligently done of the house of the Lord of heaven. It says, for why should there be wrath against the realm of the kings of his sons? I liked what I was reading when I put this in there, because if I'm still operating at the same level, and I worked on operating the same level, what we don't realize is every time you diminish, all you did was you're not hurting the world. We don't affect the world. We don't affect our life in this world. What we do affect is our relationship with the Father. Because now my anger, just like the scripture says, he that despiseth not man. This is he that despiseth not man, but the Most High. Every time I do something, it's not that I'm doing it against men. Well, I think I'm hurting this man. I'm gonna withdraw myself because I gotta teach them something. No, you're not. Oh, the only person you're hurting, you're destroying the relationship between you and the Father, because that's who you were doing it for. Only thing you're showing the Father is that you love him a little less, because that's what my wrath is going against, the realm of the king. That's who I'm coming against. I'm going against that realm. I'm tripping on it because I'm reading this. I'm like, wow, man. Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, netrums, or ministers of the house of the Lord, you shall not be lawful. It shall not be lawful to impose tolls, tributes, or customs upon them. I'm going this because the Most High was trying to show you, even of the priest and everything else, he's showing us what we affect. The thing that this is about. The house. This is about the camps. This is about, and I say camps, because this happens all over Israel. When we stop, we don't understand the things that you stop and change and fight for. You know, you think you're in the right, but you're affecting the camp because your dedication wasn't just for that person. There were other people and other bodies and other families that were, they were, their motivation and their growth and their development could have been based on the example that you set. I was following your example. And all of a sudden, you went home, stayed home. So I've been following that example. Even for our children. Hell, that's the one that stands out the most to me. Our children have been rebellious because they follow the example of rebellious people. Our children have been lazy and not dedicated to this work because they follow the example of people that are not dedicated to this work of the Most High. We are the only example that they have. We're the ones they look up to. So as I'm looking, and you're like, man, you got to give yourself to the Most High more. You're like, well, when are we going to give ourselves to the Most High more? Or, better question, if I tell my kids or my sons and daughters, you got to do more for the Most High. You got to give yourself to the Most High. You know what they're saying? Show me. Show me. Stop telling me that I got to be this is that. Show me how to do it then. Stop opening this book up and telling me the things that I got to go do. And you know I'm confused because you know I'm confused. You read this to me. You're telling this. I live in a world. And this is what a lot of our kids' confusion is. I live in a world, you've given me the Bible, now you're telling me now you live according to this book. In this world, I want you to live according to this book in this world. Okay? Now I'm reading the book, and I'm trying my best to figure out how do I apply this book in this world that I'm living in? So if it's not, if it's a disconnect, you know what I mean? How do you apply this book in this world? Am I supposed to do what you're doing? I watch you sit up on the couch all day. So am I supposed to live my life sitting on the couch all day? You watch movies all day. Am I supposed to live my life serving the Most High in front of a TV screen all day? Is that what you consider the work of the Most High? Because I don't understand. I don't know how to use this book in this world that I'm living in. Can you show me how to use this book in this world that we're living in? If I got to pay bills and everything else, okay, show me how to do this the right way. But if you don't get up and do it, they're never going to learn how to get up and do it. And I'm not talking about paying bills. I'm talking about anything they come into. We're supposed to be the example so that they can follow that example, because that's what Christ did for us. And we picked up reading the Bible. The Most High wrote when this book was written, it was written by men about men that lived their life following. They lived their life and they used this Bible while they were living their life. Can somebody now show them how to do it? Okay, in everybody's mind, okay, that was a different time. You're right. It was a different time, same book, different time. We can say that for ourselves. Hey, man, it was a different time from these, when we came into the truth to where our kids are in the truth. Times and conditions were different. When we came into the truth to when our kids are coming to the truth. But we're still here. If I'm here, I got to get off my ass and live, and I got to not be an example of showing them how to live in righteousness. Living in righteousness don't mean I'm sitting in my home, my door closed. That's not an example of righteousness. Living in righteousness ain't me sitting in my room or sitting in front of a TV. That's not living in righteousness, because that's not reality. All the things that are going on around them, then they need to see an example. When they get a relationship, they're supposed to see how you put yours together. How you live your, how you conduct your house. Because you are the example. If the example now, I'm even for me and my family, if the example now is just me reading the Bible, then my kids are going to think they're just serving the Most High, just reading the Bible a little bit, and after I read or write down some scriptures, okay, and I go on and do what I want to do. I go lay on that couch and watch TV, or I go to the gym, or I go to a movie, step out to a club, and I'm thinking, well, you know what, I'm not out here doing anything negative. You're right. You're not, I'm not going to say that you're out here smoking weed or you're out here smoking cigarettes or you're out here on the Sabbath day doing anything wild, but you're not doing anything positive either. Because what is it that your children can carry on from that? What are you teaching? If you're the one that's supposed to be a representative serving the Most High, and this is all you're doing, then this is what you're teaching them that serving the Most High is. So when they read a few scriptures and they sit up and watch TV all day or play video games, the one thing they can say is, well, I've been serving the Most High because I did what you did. I read a few scriptures. If you say, man, the servant of the Most High is get out there and spread this gospel, well, when you decide to get out there, then I can follow that example. Now I can learn how to serve the Father. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 11, right? Deuteronomy chapter 11. Let me get it real quick. And I'm going to start at verse 13. Let me read up. Deuteronomy, I'm going to start at verse 7. And that's all I want to start. But I'm trying to jump to the portions of this, man, that these stories that we can, the meat of the story, the understanding of these stories that we're reading. I'm starting verse 1, Deuteronomy 11 and 1. It says, therefore, it says, thou shalt love the Lord thy power and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments. Hold on. I got to go somewhere. I'm going to my Bible works. But this is bad. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 1. Let me go to my Bible works real fast. 1 second. I like this app because this app gives you the breakdown, the Greek, different things like that. But I love using this book or this app, right? But let me go here. It's Deuteronomy. 1 second, guys. No, I am not computer savvy at all, but I'm slow. Deuteronomy chapter 11. All right. Oh, this is bad. Hold on. I got to go here, man. Oh, man. 1 second. Oh, nice. Let me go here. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1. It says, therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy power and keep his charge. The charge means to guard something, to keep his garb, to keep his function, service. It's bad. It says, and his statutes, and his judgment, and his commandments always. The most I look at, this is what I'm watching, looking at. Did you serve me the same way? Did you observe the things I told you to do? The judgments. Did you carry out the judgments? Listen, it's like this. Are you correcting yourself? We are quick to judge someone else, but we're sitting here and you're doing things and operating, and where is the judgments? Where are you saying, man, you know, if I keep doing this, the Most High is going to do this to me. If I'm doing this, the Most High is going to do this to me. Or if I'm going through this, it's because I'm not doing something for the Father. This is the judgment of what I'm not doing. And his commandments always. The Most High looked at it and said, this is how I showed the Most High loved him. In my works, in my actions that I showed the Most High that I loved him. Now I'm going to jump down to verse 13. I'm sorry, not 13. Verse 7. It says, hold on, let me go back. Where are y'all? 1 second, let me change this up real fast. I'm adding another app. Wish I can put both these in together. All right. Here we go. Wait. 11 and verse 7. That's what I want. It says, but your eyes shall see all the great acts. But your eyes have seen, I'm sorry, not shall have. Your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall you keep all of the commandments which I command you this day. I'm going here. I'm going here and stopping here for a second. You got to look at this. We've watched. We've been in this truth, and we've watched everything the Father's done and what was accomplished. If I know I kept the commandments, I did the things that I was doing, and I watched everything that was accomplished because of the things that I was diligently doing. I didn't have to agree with everything. I just diligently did the job that I was doing. I kept doing my job. I kept doing what was expected of me. The thing I had was given, keep charge. If this is the service that I gave, I continued the service that I did for the Most High. I mean, I always have to understand. I looked at the great things that the Most High did. So it wasn't always understood more than it was just done. And I watched and I saw the great things the Father accomplished when we just did what we were supposed to do, when I did my part. It says, therefore shall you keep all the commandments that I command you this day, that ye may be strong and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. I'm going to jump down to the first thing. Verse 7. Verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken close diligently. This is not the one listen closely. Because diligent don't mean that. We're supposed to listen, but with care of your duty. I got to now pay attention to what I'm doing. If you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your power, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. This is where we've diminished. Our love has diminished for the Most High, because now in serving him, I'm not giving my mind to serving him. I'm giving my mind to the circumstance that I'm in and trying to justify being right in the circumstances that I'm in, but I stopped serving him. I've slowed down, or I've changed. I decided to change how I'm doing things, what I'm doing. This is what the Father's looking at. These are my commandments. This is the what I'm expecting of you. And I love this, man, because even for us that have been the truth, we've been the truth and been the work. And I'm not going to take the petty stuff when we say, well, I eat pork. Well, I don't eat pork anymore. I stopped eating pork. I still don't eat pork. I still honor the Sabbath day. I still pray. I still study. I still get my teaching in. I still counsel. But the one thing I haven't asked, if this was my service, if I'm serving the Most High, has my servitude diminished is the question. Have I been diligent to make sure that I'm still serving the Father to the same level that I've served him? Or did my servitude diminish? That is the question. That I have to ask myself, did it diminish? We'll keep reading. I'm reading on verse 19. Let me get to it. Hold on 1 second, you guys. This is, it says, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto the commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your power, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your spirit, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. So if I'm not getting what it is that I'm supposed to receive in the time, the due season, in the time that it was needed, when the time the Most High was supposed to give it to me, why is it that I'm not receiving?
Be safe, okay?
I'm going to see you, okay?
Yeah, she told me about it. She told me to unlock the car, use it. And to lock it, use the kitchen?
Yeah, or just lock the door.
Lock the door, okay.
As we're looking at this one thing, we're seeing one thing. Everything that was being received and all the blessings that were coming and all the things that were needed, that we needed at the time that we needed, was there because of the fact that we love the Father. And you can start looking at your blessings and the things that you have. Why are things not there when you need them? Because your love has diminished. You weren't working on being diligent to make sure I'm still loving the Father at the level that I'm supposed to be loving him. It says that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. It says, and I will send grass in thy fields. He said, and I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle. It says, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods. That it says, and worship them. It says, and then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heavens, that there be no rain. It says, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Most High giveth you. Therefore, it says, shall ye lay up these, my words, in your heart and in your spirit, and bind them for a sign upon your, it says, upon your hand, that ye may be, that they may be a frontlet between thy eyes. You know what I'm looking at? What I've stopped to look at, the blessings that they kept having, the doors the Most High opened up, the blessings that he gave, he stopped giving because you diminished. Your love for him diminished. How do we gauge when our love for the Father, when the Most High is letting us know that our love and our dedication to him has diminished? He starts drying up the things around you. You look at your life, and as the things around you are drying up, the Father's trying to tell you, show you one thing. This is not a new thing. This is something you're supposed to remember. I want you to understand the Most High was taking care of everything when your love for him was there and it was strong. When your love for him starts to diminish or you start serving less, you're more dedicated to other things than you're dedicated to him. You're giving yourself to other things more than you're giving yourself to him. When that diminishes, cool. The most of a sudden his anger is kindled against you, and I start drying this up. Now the rain, we're talking about rain. Rain is something that feeds the crops. But if there's no rain, now the crops dry up. But it's something we need. This should you look at the Father, we start there are a lot of people live their life now, and the things that they need are drying up. We're at that point. We're at that point now. The things that we need from the Father, we're coming to a time when, man, it's harder and harder. And we've been getting into it. The time is masked because I can get a good job. The government is paying more. I'm starting to realize that money ain't nothing but paper. It's a trick. I'm going to pay you $18 an hour. Oh, wow. Now I'm doing something. I'm going to give you a loan. You're going to win the lotto. There's a trick. You got us chasing this paper God. We're chasing the paper God, but we're not sitting and saying more teaching and more things that I'm doing. Man, this is going to get, if I show the Most High, I love him, then everything that I need will be taken care of because I showed the Most High my love. And if I can show the Most High more of my love, the Most High can show me more, the Most High will give me more because I showed him how much more I loved him. But that's what we're not doing. We're not showing the Father that we have that love for him. Our love for him has diminished, and we know it. And if you look around, you know it's diminished because your blessings have diminished. The things that you need. I'm not talking about cars and big homes. I'm talking about just the necessities that you need. The rain, food, the ability to move around. It's diminishing because your love for the Father has diminished. I teach, but it's hard teaching like this because the more I read it, the more I cut myself. The more I stop and look and say, man, you know what? There was a time that anything we opened up to, I mean, you could tell, the Most High really was watering the day and the beginning, the first and the latter. He blessed it going in, and he made sure the whole time you were taken care of. There was a time we go to every state. We go to different states. There was homes there. There was schools, the brothers' houses, all that, man. Now, that's just drying up. Your resources are drying up. Because your dedication has diminished. And your resources are going to keep drying up because your dedication is diminished. But you're not, that's why I look at verse 16. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. You're deceiving yourself. You think that you're doing the right thing. But you're not looking at the fact that whatever you're doing, look at your resources. They are drying up. We're not being taken care of more. My resources are drying up. Let me keep reading. Verse 19. That's what I was trying to get to, right? Verse 19. It says, and you shall teach them your children. Speak to them. Is it speaking to them when thou sittest at thine house and when thou walkest by the way? It says, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. We shall see passness on to them. That when their actions are pleasing the Father, when they show their love to the Father, when they dedicate themselves to loving the Father blessed all these things. Their resources are fruitful. The Most I take care of all of it. But when your love is to the Father is not there or is diminished or is lacking, you only dry up your resources. That's why there's struggles, but we're not teaching that to our children. Teaching them ain't just telling them, we're not living it. So that if we lived and we had, it was more dedicating than now showing that love to the Father, they would watch our resources flourish. They would keep watching them flourish. It would be more about them flourishing than where this is at. Then now we're scraping a pool here, broke here. As times get harder, we have less. Because that's what the Most High used to reveal. Times are getting harder, but we don't have the resources that we need. We have less to pull from because our love for the Father has diminished. Our love to do this work has diminished. And the only person we can blame that stuff is we can only blame that on ourselves. Go down to same chapter. We'll jump down to verse 22 now. Deuteronomy chapter 11, we're going to jump down to verse 22. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep reading. It says, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gates. You know what I'm looking at? This should have been, this was the it had, you're looking at what was supposed to be the standard of the home. Standard. This is what they come into every day. They're supposed to come in, read. As long as they read, they see. They're supposed to read. How these kids now ain't, they, that's not the standard of the house. They're not reading and hearing about the Most High. And they help, they don't see the love. They don't see people who love getting up and doing what they're supposed to do for the Most High. Because they watch us idle. We're idle. We talk about the Most High, but we're not doing anything for the Most High. That's idle. They know that you know because you're talking about it. You tell them what they need to do. But you've been idle, and the Father's been watching you idle. We had kids, man, that if I was doing my work for the Most High, guess what my kids would be doing? They should be right there next to me doing the same work that I'm doing. And if they're not next to me doing the same work that I'm doing, I need to now look at what spirit I'm doing the work in. Is there a joy in loving the Father? When you love something, are you excited? You energetic? You almost make this fun. You make it fun, but I make it, meaning I'm not trying to go out and now I got to put on a certain type of music or I got to dress like them and clown and play with them. That's not what I'm talking about because my elders never did that. But you know what? When they went to work, I was inspired to want to do what they was doing. I can say one thing for Cole Cobb, man. I never, you ever played with me, never clowned around like that. You never had to come down to my level. Because back then when I was coming, a young man in my 20s, coming to the truth, I had to go to the club. He didn't go to the club with me. I lived with Cole Cobb. He didn't go to the club with me. I went up to the club, Cole Cobb went and got him a bottle of Lambrusco, a wine glass. He had a piano. He would get up to them. We'd have our talks. We would have class, have our talks. At the end of the day, that Lambrusco opened up. He'd pour him a glass of wine, sit down, play the piano. Well, I went out clubbing. He didn't have to come to my level, but for what he did and who he was and what his dedication to the Most High, and that he made it fun to want to do the work, man. Just to want to see what the hell, what was the next thing that was going to happen. We go get the brother's house. I'm like, oh, man. We in another project. But, man, that seems to be exciting. Every project was exciting. Because you didn't know what the Most High was going to do. You don't know what things going to go through. And I used to blow my mind that every situation that we would be tired, encounter, he opened that Bible up and walked me through it. And be right there with me. Oh, shit, where can we go? We're going through the same condition. We live with each other. So if there ain't no money for the rent for me, there ain't no money for the rent for him either. Now let's work through this. We're building the school up. We got to get the brothers a house. Every endeavor was exciting because he was there opening that book up and walking me through it. No, we don't do that for our kids. We don't do that for young brothers no more. We leave them to figure it out. They leave. They don't continue. You didn't make it fun. You didn't show me the Father in this endeavor. You didn't teach me. That was your opportunity when I was there to show me the Father in this endeavor. See the Most High came through for us, man. See the Most High came through for us. See the Most High came through for us. No, I don't see, because you weren't there to show me what I was supposed to see. Because you stopped loving the Father. Because sitting down in front of that computer or sitting on that couch or going to the gym, whatever I'm doing, is more important than being here with me, showing me the Father through my endeavors. So for me, I say, oh God, thank you, because you made it fun to serve the Father. You built my love for the Father because I was able to see him. And that's the one thing a lot of young people, brothers and sisters, ain't getting. There's nobody there to show them the Father. We expect the fact, because I'm going to read it, because I read this, then you should see the Father in what you read. Because my lazy ass don't want to show you the Father. I don't want to be there next to you and going through this so you can show me the Father. And I'm proud that I had a brother that had enough love in his heart to be there to show me the Father. Because that's the thing that we don't want to do. We don't want to show them the Father. We don't want to show them this is a blessing for the Father. We don't want to be there with them while they're going through what they're going through, because we stopped loving the Father, because our love for the Father has diminished. Verse 20. 21. It says that your days, I'll go back to 20, and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children. Look at the condition of our kids. You can tell you that the word, the scriptures, the lifestyle of Israel is not in our homes. Because look at our children. That's not the spirit of the house. He said, you would multiply, the days of your children would multiply. It says, and also, it says, for if you shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord your power, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him. This has been where this is supposed to go to. And this is what we've lost. We're not taking care. We haven't put the effort in to make sure that I'm still doing the same thing that I'm doing, and that the example of my home and my camp and everything is the commandment, the service of the Father. That's what they're supposed to see every day. That is the lifestyle they're supposed to see, the service of the Father. Because if they can see that service of the Father, well, it's like this: saying, my parents are going to work. Well, they went to work for the Most High. My dad went to work. Yeah, every day he went to work for the Most High. My mother went to work. Yeah, She went to work for the Most High. She sit down and pray. Everything she does is for the Most High. That's when we show the love. We're going to teach them how to love the Father. So I had a lot that I could go over. I had to touch the scratch of this, but I'm hoping that, you know, I could pick a topic and we could continue going and teaching our children, the young brothers and sisters around us, how to truly love the Most High. They need to see us at work. They need to see us, and we need to be with them enjoying serving the Father. They need to see those times. I remember the times of being in class and seeing the smiles from class, seeing my elders smile and laugh while they were in class because something the Most High did, they saw and understood and seen from the Father, from the Word, from things going around that brought that made me more excited to serve the Father. So I'm hoping that these classes can help us change and get back on the right point or the right mindset for all the ones that bend this truth and for the ones that know what we're supposed to be doing. But also, I hope this helps. Even for me, this is good because it's bringing back in remembrance what I did and the mind that I was in, and the Most High made sure everything was taken care of. So with that, I think my time is up. I've enjoyed. You know, thanks for everybody who has tuned in. To keep tuning in, man, let's work to now be the example to build the love, to rebuild and to strengthen that love and that relationship with the Father by us doing more work, you know what I mean, to keep his commandments, to serve him and do the things that we're supposed to do. Because this is what this is about. This is about judging our diligence. How much effort are we putting in to now get back to the point of living the way he wants us to live so that I can get blessed? And we need that first rain right now in the time we in. We need that last rain. We need the Most High blessing the work of our hands. We need him to keep making us prosper. But the only way we're going to prosper is by the love that we show him and how much more love we give. And if the Most High said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. You're going to live the way that I am expecting you to live your life. I'm going to say, shalom.